Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti with my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you doing?
Much better.
Yeah, you sound much stronger and healthier. Thank you. Good, good.
Yeah, I'm here. Well, we think this is a good thing. I'm never sure. Oh, let's see. Let's see how much damage I could do tonight. All right, tonight's show, Healing Your Relationship with God. Oh, Lord. This is like a broken record, but it's up again.
I was going to say, oh, that old thing.
Yeah, that old thing. You know, like an old shmata. And once again, the door opens as God reaches out to you, all of you, to put down your sword, your betrayal, your abandonment. I speak for myself as well. A betrayal, abandonment by him, and to heal your relationship with love and trust. You're all feeling the strange energies that are difficult to describe, something that is missing, a loneliness and hopelessness that wafts in for just a moment, leaving its residue. And tonight the team's going to work with us to heal more of this separation, anger, and lack of trust in God. And, you know, I've described this as the door opening and God reaching out to see if we're ready as everybody's there with their fists in the air going, ah! You know.
Why did you just hurt me all those times?
And once again, closing the door going, oh, shit, they're not ready.
Not going into that big mess.
So, and I don't say that to be crude, but I do. I really, you know, this is the... as I've said to you, Veronica, I've whined about this for 6 years now, that Lazarus got to bring the goddess, and my job was to work with healing the relationship with God, which I really felt that it was unfair. There's actually a great story about Lazarus at one point bringing forward God and healing the relationship with God, and there was it was not well received. And so, you know, this has been an ongoing issue, you know, for a very, very long time. And
so do you think that you're going to find the answer on Match?
Oh, Veronica, that was a good one. Yes, that's going to be in my tagline. I'm looking for God on Match.
Who's going to call you?
That is very funny. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that was brilliant, Veronica. Yeah, you're ready for television. No question about it. All right. show dedication, and then this is very serious, all right, to all those whose lives have been lost and devastated in Haiti. And as we all send all of the love, light, healing, and help available to them from all levels and dimensions. And one of the things I received today, somebody who was an actual witness to the earthquake in Haiti said that the earth actually just simply opened, it split apart. And so this is truly a precursor to the energies that we're moving into this evening. With the eclipse moving out, of course, Mercury going direct finally, and this major eclipse tonight.
What time is the eclipse?
It'll be at 12:10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time.
We bought our tickets.
I'm sorry?
We bought our tickets.
Did you? I actually have a bunch of crystals that I'm going to take outside because I really feel that this is going to be a very big event. Your friend Deb said something. I'm just going to read a little part of this. This, of course, eclipse is in Capricorn. Please remember Capricorn's quiet but determined advice to give yourself the time and space to continue on. Patience, says Capricorn. Love and creation of beauty, says Venus. Dream deeply and respond from your intuitive self, say Pluto and Mercury. this eclipse tonight, is very strong. It's a new round of changes in our ever-accelerating journey through the 2012 gateway and beyond. Eclipses are supercharged alignments that amplify the effects of new and full moons. Beginning 2 weeks ago on New Year's Eve and continuing through January 2011, five eclipses happen in Cancer and Capricorn. Issues around family, home, marriage, parents, children will be highlighted. Also banking, business, finance, real estate, taxes. In short, the structures, forms, and foundations of our lives. And, of course, I'm seeing this come up with a lot of people in terms of family and payments and lots of physical stuff. Also, these electromagnetic shifts connected with the eclipse triggering earth changes. Of course, we saw this very violent one in Haiti. New moons are endings and new beginnings. As the sun and moon meet tonight in late Capricorn, things begin to stabilize again in a new way. And I'm sure that I'm hearing the proverbial sigh of relief across the airwaves right now. I know that I am feeling it. Ruled by Saturn, Capricorn organizes and reorganizes physical forms based on cosmic principles, breaking up energy patterns and so on. And, to me, it feels so big. I've been actually, you know, cleansing all my jewelry today and all of my really strong pieces, including the piece that I had lost. In preparation for this, I've been soaking them for a couple of days in sea salt, had them out, you know, in the sun today, and then as soon as the show is over, I'm going to put them out for the eclipse. And, so I really feel that this is going to be a really biggie. I've had this feeling that 2010 is huge, 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 huge. I can't even begin to tell you how big I feel this is. And, you know, from all the physical changes that I have seen people going through, and I'm sure you're seeing it as well, Veronica, flu-like symptoms, neck pain, digestive problems, joint pain. Go ahead and chime in with anything else you can think of.
Well, I was thinking the immune systems are so fragile, it seems.
Oh, absolutely. I think, again, a whole reset is going on right now. I mean, that's how what I feel I've been through. And I've talked to some other people who, not even people that do work with me, but just people that, you know, I've either know or have just met, who've gone through, you know, a month or two even of, I, you know, certainly have been through more than my share of resetting here.
Well, and I've been going through a lot of teeth stuff. Boy, oh boy.
Foundation. Mm-hmm. And me too with teeth, you know, myself as well. You really have been through it.
Yeah, well, so have you. But I like the idea that we're refounding ourselves. That's good.
Yes, I think it's all perfect, you know. And, you know, for me, second chakra, fourth chakra, throat chakra because of the neck, left occipital lobe, you know, God, I just, teeth, you know. I'm just like, oh, my Lord. There wasn't a whole lot left. But it's been a real, you know, a lot of people having a lot of crown activity, a lot of back of head. Have you been hearing that from your clients?
Yes, I have. All kinds of, a lot of very odd energetic things, I feel like, you know, gastrointestinal, ears, you know. That sort of thing. And crown, although they talk about it more as the head.
Right. Mm-hmm. And vision, a lot of blurry vision. I don't know if you've experienced this, but I've had periods where I walk into a room and the whole room looks cloudy to me.
Yeah, or else the room tilts. Well, I've had that all my life, but all of a sudden everything changes totally in relationship and dimension, but it's happened a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
Just briefly, like boom, boom, that's it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm fascinated by the clouding over, and you know, I know it's not my eyes per se, it's actually just a phenomena. And also, I noticed everyone around me is moving out. And I told my son, I mean, we're going to be in this house with tumbleweeds coming down the street. There'll be nothing.
Oh, the people are leaving the houses around you?
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
Is that because the ETs are moving in?
I'm really not sure, and I really should check to see if this, if we've got moving and storage ships floating above these houses.
Containers, oh my goodness.
I mean, it's actually shocking to see, you know, three direct neighbors all move out at the same time. And I mean direct, you know, directly across the street, next door, kitty corner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are their houses all up for sale?
No, interestingly enough, they're not. That's why I thought it was so strange. So, you know, I'm not a blind, you know, somebody that peeks through the blinds, but boy, lately I've been going, okay, look at all their trash out there. They're leaving. So,
wow.
I don't know. It's a very strange phenomena. And what's interesting is they've been really lovely neighbors. No one has said goodbye.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is
so they, it is. Isn't it interesting? It's just like, one neighbor came home at night, saw a moving truck in the dark, which I thought was interesting, loading up, and they were gone the next morning. When I got up, everything was gone. And I'm really trying to figure all this out. There's a moving truck sitting out in the street right now, and I don't know for what house it is. So, I mean, I'm just like, wow. And,
well, I guess we should go out and interview them, huh?
I guess. But some interesting, very interesting changes. And
Well, it does look like it's critical financial stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think there's a lot of that going on. And, of course, Las Vegas has been in the midst of this. And that's, you know, one of them is a rental. I really don't know. I don't know what's fostering all of these moves. It's really quite fascinating to me. So let's get on to our conversation about God, because not that all of this isn't related to anything out in the world. I think that this is a very interesting discussion, and, of course, my head is already hurting even bringing it up. So I'm having very interesting phenomena with the whole left side of my head, which has been going on now for a week. And I really felt that it was very interesting that with this being the new moon, that we could really set our intentions tonight. And this is what the team really wanted us to do, that this is an opportunity, and they're going to be working with us all during the show and also tonight, according to what they've told me, to help initiate some deep healing. You know, I don't know that it'll be total, certainly, but at least do some layers that we all need. So, you know, as I was typing up the notes and I was looking at, you know, where is our relationship with God, you know, where's the glitch with God showing up, you know? Is it in money, love, security, trust, health, uncertainty, changes? You know, there's so many areas, because the whole masculine principle, the whole God principle is, you know, what we see out in the world, our relationship with worldly status, possessions, so I started really looking at that, and, you know, this week I had a wonderful opportunity with somebody in a session, and it was certainly a wake-up call for me, because the team was talking to someone about how they had come in as a very strong female and stood in their masculine, but not in their feminine. And they took on the masculine kind of toe-to-toe. And they pulled me in so that I could be very close to this one and really hear it. And I thought, oops. Because in reality, you know, as much as I've wanted a man to be strong in my life, I've always been the strong one. And much to my chagrin, actually, I've, you know, hoped that whoever was in my life would be strong and virile and worldly, and it always ended up being me.
Little and blonde and cute and...
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Otherworldly.
Right, and tough. You know, and tough. And and it's forced me kind of to be, you know, fearless in lots of areas. But I also recognize that with the challenges that I did kind of go toe-to-toe with men, that I really had to challenge, especially living up in Utah and in commercial real estate, because I was the first real female commercial realtor up in Utah, and where I represented 7-Eleven, so that I had the whole territory from Salt Lake up to the Idaho border. And so I carried a lot of, because 7-Eleven was on a huge move to open up new stores, so I carried a lot of authority because I signed contracts for them and I did everything for them. And it was so interesting having to go against the masculine and the Mormon church at the same time. So I was kind of taking on both dynamics. And that's when I got tough, because I realized I had to really stand in my own personal authority. And I encountered so much undercurrent that went on up there, because the truth was the Mormon church, you know, ran the state of Utah, and you could meet before a city council or before the mayor or whatever, but ultimately it was all happening at the church level. And so I had to challenge all that. I thought it was very interesting. So I did.
Tell me this, en route to becoming strong and tough then, did you ever get really hurt, devastated, and like feel weak and feminine? Or, do you know what I mean? Did your feminine side start to weaken on you at times?
Only in relationship to my husband. No,
sorry,
in terms of my personal relationship, yes, but not in my terms of my relationship with the world.
Oh, good. Wow.
I had one big devastation. I think on my 30th birthday, I'd put together this huge shopping center, and I had done it all myself, and it was big. I'd put the whole deal together, and it fell apart on my 30th birthday. And But I, you know, my philosophy is always give me a day, you know, and I'll be okay tomorrow. And
that's pretty good. I like that.
I have to go through my morning and, you know, whatever, and then I'll be okay tomorrow. And, you know, kind of pick myself up, dust myself off, and figure out what I'm going to do. But the only thing that I would be vulnerable with was my husband. And especially when he had an affair and so on and so forth, and it was all over town, and, you know. But that, again, I realized that I operated out of my masculine. I had to survive instead of out of the feminine. Now I looked feminine. It's not that, but I thought it was very, very interesting. And in this particular session with someone, very powerful being who's been very, very successful, is a channel and so on. The discussion was around this same thing, and around her relationship with God, not the goddess, but with God, and that never had really healed. And that's really kind of what brought all of this up, because I got to see a reflection in a way of myself, even though I've always felt that I have a great relationship with God, a different one. I mean, I certainly have no problem, you know, if I'm upset with God, to let God know. And I've been that way since I was 5. I think that what has happened with a lot of women came onto the planet in this lifetime, having had a number of experiences in other lifetimes where they were so devastated, dominated, subjugated, you name it. And so much of this, of course, in the name of God, that they came in determined that they were going to stand in their own power in this lifetime. And they tried like hell, you know, all of them, to find somebody who was strong enough to be the man. And but we came in with such power in this lifetime, and this is, you know, it was like residual power that's been waiting to express, that I think for so many women, you know, at some point had to look at their relationship and say, wait a minute, I'm far more powerful than my husband or my partner or whoever, and, you know, kind of got disillusioned and moved on. Now, you were with some very powerful men, Veronica.
Hey, back to when I was five, and, you know, I've had this conversation before. I was so, I loved God so much when I was little. It was just crazy. I guess I still do. But I remember having hands on hips, you and I swapped some story, and me talking to him on the cloud saying, you're really stupid about who you hire and what kind of people you let in and out of your life. I mean, I love you, but boy, you're really stupid. And I wonder if I haven't kind of approached the whole male authority thing like that, on one hand appreciating, and the other hand, you know, contradicting myself all about what the authority and what God really is. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think that that's true. I think that there is also a lack of fairness and justice that is entwined in that as well, because that really... That became our watchword in this lifetime. We've all been looking for equality, fairness, and justice. That's been wired in, okay, to this lifetime.
But it doesn't happen. That's not a happening thing unless people are balanced, and there are not that many balanced people yet.
Well, either balanced or really kind of pre-wired, and I feel like we were pre-wired to bring the feminine equality forward in this lifetime. Certainly you were very involved in that movement.
I sure was.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did it in Utah, but I did it, of course, in a different way. But
well, I didn't take on the Mormons. But I was very much involved in the feminine. Yeah, I was in the 60s, 70s. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Kind of a pre-wired, okay, and unwilling to be pushed around or pushed down. Mm-hmm. Any longer. I think that is, and I think as women we came in with this, but I think trying to find that balance and again to heal that relationship with God, because many of us have been, I think, you know, I'll speak not for everyone, but I think that this can be part of the issue, is still carrying anger at God for a lot of other lifetimes, okay, where God wasn't there.
Well, I think you said it too. The unfair, the lack of justice on the planet makes it easier to maintain that separation, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And because authority was so often not in truth at all.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And certainly my, you know, we've talked about this before, my encounters with all levels of government, and I mean all levels of government, because to me, you know, if you say that you're here to do the right thing, then do the damn right thing. And if you're not, I'm going to hold you accountable. And you can't intimidate me. I don't care who you are, you know, because you have letters, you know, in front of you, FBI, CIA, any of that. I could care less. I'm not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to hold you accountable, which really frustrated the hell out of them, because that's the last thing they wanted was me around. But now, all right, and especially tonight, you know, and I'm looking at this and I'm saying, okay, what kind of intentions are we really wanting to do here? I mean, because, you know, there's also the feminine, and you and I talked about this morning, Veronica, and about, and we're going to talk about this next week, and that's our relationship.
That's the big show, that is, yes.
Yeah, exactly, with the mothers. But this this one, the relationship with fathers, you know, you either had the emotionally distant father, or the raging father, or the weak father, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a God projection. But I think for all the powerful women, and I, you know, I look around out there and I just see how powerful everybody is. And even if they've tried not to be, it always tickles me. You know, they wanted to have a nice, strong man in their life, you know, and many of them did, but it doesn't mean that the men turned out to be strong. Many of them turned out to be wimpy. You know, they may have looked strong. They may have worn a uniform or whatever, but turned out to be wimpy anyway.
Just another pretty face. Oh, my God.
That's very funny. That's very, very funny. It's true. And so I really feel that in this generation, this whole generation, regardless of where they are in age, has been really kind of out of balance with the masculine in terms of, and by being out of balance with the masculine, out of balance with God.
Well, they don't go out and kill the mastodon anymore.
They don't kill the who?
They don't kill the big woolly mammoth or anything to feed the tribe.
Oh, that one. Okay.
What I mean is they used to be that kind of power somewhere in ourselves, that expectation that they're going to actually slay the dragon. And that doesn't really exist the same way unless you're running the Federal Reserves or
Well.
That was cheeky. But you know what I'm saying is that
that's why my men were always rather colorful because, you know, they were out there doing it their way. That wasn't necessarily the right way, but they were out there doing it their way. And I respected their courage, you know. As long as they could stay out of jail. No,
it's so intriguing how different men, the masculine is from the feminine. I know that sounds so cliched, but it's really hitting me hard right now.
Oh, no, it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. And what I'm seeing as well is that all of these powerful men who've been very successful in the financial markets and doing some amazing things, I am amazed at how many of them right now are saying, look, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to go surf for 6 months. I want to go, you know, run a company. I want to go just do something. I don't want to be raising, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars anymore. I find that fascinating. All right. They're looking at it. So now, all right, women are going to have to really step into their power and support this in a whole different way, and it's going to have to come through a healed relationship with the masculine. Otherwise, they're going to be pissed off at their husbands or their partners or their boyfriends and think that they're weak. And I don't see men walking away now because they're weak. I see them walking away because they're saying, look, I don't want to play this game anymore.
Well, the game itself should be disheveling itself. Shouldn't it kind of be coming apart?
It is, in many ways. There are still some that are very successful, but as I look at what's going on out there, and this is a very interesting conversation I had with a client who was on his way to meet with a queen of a country, and third world country, and they had had a business deal. He left the country. It was all agreed, and he was sending his people there to write the contracts and so on. He got out of the country and was banned from the country and could not understand why all of a sudden, you know, they had a deal. It was a done deal. And it was so interesting to see here someone who has been operating in these in this general area, you know, for several generations, the family, and because of the way things have been done historically, again, not being done properly in these third world countries, you know, it's always the those who are in government, you know, who and the rich get richer kind of thing, and the poor stay poor. And somebody who was honorable and true terrified them. And I just thought, wow. I mean, I just see things changing so dramatically. So dramatically right now, all over the world. The way that we have historically done business, things have operated, is completely breaking down. The masculine is changing. The feminine is changing. We're all changing. The whole system.
Not only do we have to rebalance, but we have to morph the pieces.
Yes, we do. Absolutely morph them. And it's really now going to require for all of us to come to peace with this relationship with God. We won't be able to balance because we won't feel safe. We won't trust our own power because we'll keep looking for someone else to carry the power for us, which is what we've done historically. We have waited for somebody else to be powerful in our lives for us.
And almost thinking that was the way it had to be, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, we were all raised to believe that. I wasn't, but I think the majority of people were. I happen to have had a very powerful mother who was pretty scary, you know. And she was powerful, and she knew her power. But there is a part of me that wants to come to peace with this. I don't want to go toe-to-toe anymore. And I recognize that that has been my history, obviously.
You're not doing it now anyway, are you?
I don't think so, but I'm really looking at it, and I'm saying, okay, if I'm going to let a real relationship into my life, it has to come in a whole different way. And allowing, and I've been practicing, you know this, I really have been practicing, allowing somebody to be totally who they are. No, you know.
But walking bravely through stereotypical things or karmic reactions, I've watched you do that.
Oh, I've certainly been through the the menu. And, God.
Jackie's going to, next she's going to do a one-woman stand-up routine on Match.com. This
and
is good material.
Very,
it can't be wasted.
I could do this very easily. I assume that the team works through Match. So, you know, when I look at Match, I see little ETs all over it. So I don't ever worry about that.
It's just a very funny, I mean, we all are going through some version of it, even though we're not all dating, you know. But things are changing. Nobody really knows how anything's supposed to be. That's when the truth begins to come up, don't you think?
You're absolutely right. That's it in a nutshell, Veronica. Okay, because there is no such thing as supposed to be. At this time, it's what do we want to create and how do we want to create it? And in order to get there, we've got to get back to the very beginning, which is to come to peace and healing with God and with Goddess. And until we can do that, all right, we're going to have judgments and all kinds of things in our way. They're going to block us from, A, standing in the beauty and wonder of who we are joyously and allowing things to come into our life and feeling safe and secure and powerful enough to not be afraid. And, I think that's what it basically boils down to, is in order to find that sense of self, which is the divine masculine and divine feminine within each of us, both in the masculine and in the feminine, and allowing that to blossom in each other. And I've been talking to a man who's very balanced, and I'm really kind of fascinated because I'm thinking, boy, he's kind of feminine. And then I think, Jackie, what are you doing? You know, he's very successful, very together, you know, but he's both. And I'm thinking, okay, just watch this one unfold because obviously you're going to learn something new again.
And it's interesting to think that most of our reactions come from the imbalances, isn't it?
It's exactly where they come from the past. They come from the past. And here we're creating a whole new world, and we're still digging in our pockets for the piece of fuzz from the past. I don't know what that's about.
Release, release, release.
Okay, I'm going to go into channel. The team is just absolutely chomping at the bit here, and they're laughing. So.
They're probably having fun.
Yes, a lot. I have recognized that I've become entertainment fodder for them. So. All right, everyone. All right. Yes, well, you've been listening to our comedic little channel here. All right. Welcome, Veronica, and we welcome all of you. All of you.
Hello. Welcome to you,
too. Tonight is a very powerful night. You can certainly decide in your subjective reality for it to be powerful. Keep remembering that. Everything now... subjective. You're choosing. You're choosing how much impact things are going to have. You get to choose. And we would definitely recommend that tonight that you choose this to be a very special night. And we're certainly going to help you during the night if you are willing, if you ask us in, to look at, right? All of the issues you've got. Now, you're not going to know what all they are. You're not. Some of them have very strong religious connotations. You know, I'm angry at the church, the pope, the rabbi, the, you know, Baptist minister, whatever. That whole split. All right. What was stolen from you in the way of power. And there was a lot, people. There was a lot. And a lot of this has a lot of religion wrapped around and woven into it, all right, that you can't really fully understand. You have a feeling about it. And, of course, this is the intensive that we'll be doing the end of February, very much around this issue, by the way, to unweave this out of the collective as much as possible. Now, the masculine. And we really want you to look at your relationships with money, with the material, with your world, even your automobile. Now, some of you have automobiles and you call them, you know, Mary or whatever, but, you know, a lot of you, your automobiles are of the masculine feel. Anything that you perceive, you know, your checking accounts, all right, having to do with banking, all your relationships around the masculine, what is deemed to be the masculine. And how safe do you feel around it? How much judgment do you have on it? How angry are you at all the politicians? And the, you know, how afraid are you? How empowered do you feel? How are your relationships with your dad, your uncles, your brothers, your husbands, your lovers, your ex-husbands? Take a look at that and why. I know this is a wonderful time in this next week for you to do some journaling if you have time. We know you're all very, very busy. And if you don't do it and actually write about it, then think about it. You know, on your way to work or home or to the grocery store, wherever. You know, why was I mad at Tom or John or Bob? You know, where did I feel let down, betrayed? Or dad, or uncle, or grandpa, or God. And how do you feel about your own power? Your power. Do you feel empowered? Do you feel like you have a direct line to God? you feel safe enough, comfortable enough to say, hey, God, I had a really lousy day. Where were you? Now, God is not a physical being, you know that. But God is. Or appropriately, God, Goddess, all that is. But there is a God, there is a Goddess, yes. And they love you. And as Lazarus has said many, many times, they know your name. You are not some amorphous thing floating around, you know, the universe. Settle up your scores here. Many people are still carrying around, how could you let this one suffer, or that one, or how could you let this happen to me, or to someone I love, or to humanity, or to those people. And certainly you all know that that is not God making that choice. You all chose to come here knowing that this was a planet of free will, with the opportunity to create it any way you chose. And the ability to step into full empowerment. And all of you had the absolute hope and desire that you would get here and remember who you were and do that very thing. And now you're sitting on the edge of that opportunity. On the very edge of that opportunity. You haven't even yet scratched the surface of how powerful you are. In many ways, some of you are afraid to even spread your wings that you could have that kind of power. Because, well, for eons of time, you've been taught that only God or Goddess or some God or some Goddess has the power, and you are nothing, which is not true. And tonight, you have an opportunity to tap into that, if you're willing. That sense of incredible power, of dominion, of authority, that is your birthright, that you need only claim and step into. Many of you are afraid of it because you would have to be solely responsible for your lives then. You would have no one to be upset with but yourself. And so it requires that you love yourself a lot. That you trust yourself. That you can be patient with yourself. That you allow yourself to make mistakes. It's all right. Trust that you can correct your course if you get off course a little here or there. The amazing part of this is that if you can heal that relationship with God, you can change your relationship with money, with success, with men, and with yourself. We think that's a pretty exciting idea. It's really time to give up struggle, everyone. You've got a couple of years now before 2012. And this 2010 We've said this over and over again, subjective reality. You choose. Which choice do you want to make? Do you want it to be a beautiful, elegant reality or filled with struggle? And you're making that choice in every moment. Everything you say, everything you think, fleeting thoughts. Every time fear creeps in. Hopelessness. All right? This last week or two, a lot of hopelessness kind of came in around a lot of you. You didn't even know where it was coming from. Some of you surprised to even feel it. Why now, after all the work I've done? It's just part of what you're going through. You can let it go. Some of you are afraid to trust yourself. You don't think you're enough. You don't think you're strong enough, smart enough, tough enough. But we know better. Because we know you're magical enough. You don't have to do it the way of the channel. You don't have to go toe to toe with anybody. Wave your fist in their face or thumb your nose. You can walk in your dominion, in your magic, and expect it at every turn. You've done it with parking spaces forever, people. Okay to create a parking space, but real magic? Wow, could I do that? Of course you can. But you're going to do it so much more elegantly and easily and know that it's real, know it's going to be there. When you can finally forgive God, finally let go of the anger, the righteous anger. And there is some righteousness to this. Please know that. And that righteous anger comes out of all those lifetimes of suffering. We know that. But it's time to give it up. Be careful that you don't look for a trade-off of entitlement. I've suffered so much, I should have this. Give me my lottery win. You're not going to win the lottery that way. All right. There's no ET or angel up there walking around with a little change belt. Oh, no. All right. Here's your suffering tickets, trading them in for some win of some type. You create the wins because you absolutely know that you can. And you believe it. But you have to give up the righteous anger at men and God. And forgive them. Truly forgive them. And be able to look into their eyes and see their vulnerability. They're going through their own struggles right now. Trying to make sense of a world that doesn't make sense either for them. And for you that are women, you can help them bridge that as well. To own their feminine, to be okay with it. To not have the pressure on them to have to be the Viking, the, you know, the warrior, because that energy is not going to work anymore, see. And there's no need for it. And if you look at your current president, if you look at some of those people right now, that are out there really making a difference. They're not pounding on a drum. They're moving quietly, elegantly, to the best of their ability. It's a totally different relationship now. And how about you, Veronica?
About Bob or about bridging the masculine?
About your relationship with the masculine.
Yes, I have.
How do you
have a
see
lot
your relationship with the masculine? Sorry?
I have a lot that's coming up as we talk. I'm thinking about longing for my, for example, my dad, to really know who I am. And, of course, he can't or he doesn't or whatever. But I notice that that comes into everything to do with my relationship with men. I just noticed that tonight. It's very interesting.
That is interesting. And what do you want Dad to know about you?
Oh, just who I am rather than either how I look or whether I performed or, you know. I guess it was so upsetting that I was sort of different from the family and very intuitive and all that sort of thing. And it would be nice. I don't know. I just realized that I was waiting for God and my father and perhaps my partner or other partners that I've had to really see who I am and know
really
who I am, even
yes.
in circumstances that might have been impossible for them. But I think there's a drive in me to want that.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it just popped up tonight, and I went, woohoo, that's good. I can use that, right?
yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
So that means also that there is a desire for God to know who you are.
Yes.
And so the question we would have is, do you believe that God does know who you are? Go within, Veronica, before you answer that.
You know what? I get a yes.
All right. And the next question is, do you feel God's love?
Sometimes, periodically.
All right. Thank you for being honest. And why do you think you don't feel it all the time?
Partially my own defenses, and also partially because it hasn't been there. In the darkest times, it seems like it's not there.
So what you're saying is that there have been times that you felt abandoned.
Very much
betrayed
so.
By God.
Yes.
Which then...
Almost fed up.
Go ahead. Almost what, dear?
Fed up.
So in there somewhere is a belief that God would lead you down a path and allow something to happen to you.
Yes.
And not care.
Right.
Throw you to the wolves.
Right. You say all the right prayers and do all the right things, and lo and behold. Unfortunately, we have to end this, and I don't want to at all.
Right. All right, everyone. Now we're going to have you talk in just a moment. Veronica, we want to hold this moment here.
Okay.
We're going to ask that you all call us in tonight, please, if you're willing. And we're going to do some very deep work with all of you around God and being able to feel God's love and to know that God does love you. And all you have to do is be willing. That's all we ask. Veronica, tell us about your shows, dear one.
Oh, next week we're going to have Galexis on Paradigm Shifters at 8 o'clock on Tuesday. Galexis, as you know very well,
yes,
used to have their own show and so on. And they're going to do a series, I believe, of four, maybe once a month. We haven't decided that. So we'll start next week with Emergence.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. or I'm excellent. And then you have a show on before our show here on Thursday night.
Yes, and I'm not sure what we'll talk about, but it's wonderfully interactive as well. And anyway, I know we're done, but I'd rather hear from you right now.
All right, dear one. We will be working very closely with all of you tonight. Bring your vulnerability. We won't let anything happen to you, we promise. This isn't a setup. This is an opportunity. The door is open. And the hand reaches out to you to take yours. Know that we love you very, very much. It is our joy to be able to do this work with you, to create these opportunities for healing, for opening, for you to know who you really are. We love you all so much, and until we speak with you again in this format, and you as well, our dear Veronica, and we'll do some special work with you as well. Until we speak again, dear ones, namaste.
Namaste. Many blessings, everyone. Thank you for listening. Good night.